On It's Movie Time this week, Johnny DiLoretto will be substituting for Carolyn Brooke, who is off today.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. We are at the Gateway Film Center. One of the movies playing here, John, is Francis Ha. It's also playing elsewhere in town, I think at the Drexel. I wanted to talk about this movie because I think people are missing the boat on this movie. Not just here in town. But when you look at the numbers, how this movie is performing across the country, it's underperforming. Mm-hmm. Greta Gerwig stars. She's like an indie darling. She got her start in the Mumblecore movies. And it's directed by Noah Baumbach, observer of neurotic New Yorker behavior. Post Woody Allen.
You said it right. This is the best Woody Allen in years.
It is. Woody Allen was kind of chronicling the lives of privileged New York intellectuals. I was really, initially, when I'm watching Francis Ha, I was kind of skeptical. I thought Baumbach was holding these people up as somehow the new cool. And it becomes very clear that he's doing something very similar to what Woody Allen does. These people are not. They're messed up, and they aren't great, and they have whacked out priorities, and I ultimately really fell in love with this movie.
Sure. And Francis is an eccentric character. A young woman in her mid-20s going through all the crises before she actually finds out who she is. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's a dancer in a dance company, but she is really an apprentice, and she is not a very good dancer at all.
Right.
As she would characterize herself, she's undateable. Mm-hmm. and she walks like a man.
Yeah.
And she's but she's lovable.
She is lovable.
Yeah.
That's key. And that's the kind of little twist that they pull on the romantic comedy genre here.
Yes.
Is that she is undateable. In some ways, she exudes this asexuality.
Yes.
You don't necessarily, as a man, fall in love with her in a romantic way like you might Diane Keaton and Annie Hall. You don't have the same sort of approach to her. This is a romantic comedy in which the main characters don't kiss, and she has her best friend who she's in love with in a non-sexual
Sophie,
way.
Sophie, played by Mickey Sumner.
Yeah.
In a great role.
Sumner looks like she stepped out of a Woody Allen movie in 1979,
yes,
by
does.
The way, with those glasses and the hair.
They're very tied to each other, and that's part of the beauty and the awkwardness of the film and the relationship. They almost consume each other. They split, and this kind of bookends. It begins with them, and it ends with them.
Yeah. It seems like everybody else in this movie is incapable of true human love. They're really not communicating with each other in any real sense. Frances is constantly belittling herself with these little self-criticisms.
She's very diffident.
Yeah. There's a moment where that all kind of fades away, and she's sitting at a party. She's sitting in
Is this when the camera's right on her
camera's
medium
right
shot
on her face, and kind of moving
I wondered
slowly.
If that was what you were talking about.
Yes.
You were talking about a great moment in cinema,
right.
And I saw this film. I said, you've got to be thinking about that
One
shot.
One of the great contemporary moments right
yes.
now. And the camera pushes in on her as her defenses kind of fall down. And she starts telling these people who she's with what she's after in life,
yes.
what kind of relationship she wants.
Even moves her hands beautifully, right in character.
And I'm telling you, that moment is such a beautiful moment. It's one of those moments you'll cry at that moment. That will bring to you, because it's such an emotionally honest and pure and romantic monologue. And in that moment, Greta Gerwig becomes a movie star.
Let's consider that this is just an extension of her Lola Versus, which I don't think you saw. But so there's similarities in the character, which worries me. I'm not worried when I think about Greenberg, which wasn't this klutzy, nerdy girl. She was much smarter, I thought, in Greenberg. She co-wrote this with Noah Baumbach.
Right.
When I heard the theme music from The King of Hearts, which was my favorite romantic comedy from 1966, I had a feeling that Baumbach was on to a quirky, eccentric character who represented the kind of uncertainty of our own age, but the promise of that in a young woman of a time in her life when she's trying to figure out who she is. And fortunately or unfortunately, the film resolves itself fairly nicely for her. And
right.
It may be just a little bit too comfortable, but it is, to me, a lovely way of ending it, because there is some fulfillment for this Frances.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of the ending of Manhattan. Without the sort of longing and bittersweet quality, those longing glances that are happening and they're unfulfilled.
Oh, yeah, what a great, yes.
So perfect. Listen, it's a great movie. Now, go see it before you miss it. It's going to be gone soon. But this is one of those great movies. You're going to be hearing about it a lot later, and you'll wish you saw it. Go support local movie going. See Francis Ha.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. For more information, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.